This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Crystal Barnes. Episode number 1136 is here. Today's episode is titled, Dime Secrets. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. This idea came to me when I wrote Secrets of Arving and the Dime Dream, the first book in a series of four books on dimes. This book shows you step by step how to do it, and even links to websites where people can do it for as little as $1,000 a month if you want to live the dime dream. This is the first book in a series of four books about dimes, the second book about Arving and the Dime Dream. It shows what you can do to live a full-time camper and show you how to get the $2,500 per year out of the $1,000 per month needed to live this lifestyle. This book shows you step by step how to do it, and even provides links to websites where people do it for just $1,000 a month if you want to live the penny's dream, whether you're interested in living full-time in a motorhome or full-time camper. This book shows you exactly how to do that for $2,500 a year out of the $4,300 a month. It shows how much time it takes to live this lifestyle yourself. Planning your dream wedding for a penny involves a budget, a mentality-driven mindset, coupled with strategies and secrets that flow from every decision you make, from where you buy your centerpieces, to which planner you have to choose. Sometimes we think that a small budget means doing everything and giving up on our dream weddings. In a way, getting married is like buying a house. Almost always there's a first sticker shock. You can use your extra income to pay for your wedding bill or forget about it. If your card has a bonus period, try to use the extra money you earn, but be aware that paying the entire bill in good time is very important because the fee negates the purpose of using the card. The money is offset against interest on the money you pay on the cards, so if you have bonus periods, try to earn some of that money. Everyone wants to save money, but the cost of a meal can really add up, especially if it's more expensive than the cost of the food. Here are six secret techniques that financial magicians can use to get a nice tall glass of water from a restaurant, absolutely free of charge. If the water is tainted, the restaurant can't sell it back to you, but many are willing to let you choke a glass with their rancid supply for free if you just ask. Next time you are in a restaurant, ask the server if it has water back that you want to throw away, because it can turn acidic in minutes, like when a rodent drowns or is contaminated with chemicals. The same bottle of H2O that you get at the grocery store for next to nothing costs $50 or more at trendy restaurants. Even some restaurant owners suggest boiling the water to save money, but you'll probably find it the hard way. Some restaurants make up a large portion of this, and some say the easiest way to save money without giving up on your favorite food is to skip the bottled water. A Coke that would cost 20 cents a bottle at home probably costs $2 at a sit-down restaurant. Here's some good news. If you're waiting for an interview, you can deduct $5, $10, or even $20 from your bill by saying no to your favorite waitress and foregoing the food you love. Do you have to write off your favorites? Total restaurant costs to keep up with the food budget, read on to save the must-know money restaurants in the US, and put your extra money into something amazing. See what diners never noticed and more things you can learn from restaurant insiders. For those resourceful enough to hunt, some of the best savings in the restaurant are reserved for hunters. New York City, a Middle Eastern restaurant recommends checking your favorite restaurant's website for special offers and other gems before you go out to eat. You never know when a limited promotion or a free raffle will come on the table, says the owner of the now-closed York City Cafe Ellery Green's. Dime shows readers how Arrington became a self-made, multi-million-dollar man who transformed himself from a teenager with odd jobs to a respected owner of one of New York's most successful companies. Each chapter conveys its solid business principles, embedded in real-life stories that make readers nod and laugh uncontrollably as they try out his tricks, of trading, to grow their own business. In Dime, the youngest entrepreneur gives his advice to budding entrepreneurs to find their way to the top of the business world. This is all for today, friends. My name is Crystal and this was episode 1136 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.